You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and commentator Archie McDonald is here with a question for you. What dish will you eat on New Year's that will help seal good fortune in 2012? He says don't skip the black-eyed peas this year at a time when prosperity is hard to come by for many people.
Got your black-eyed peas for New Year's? If you plan carefully, you may have fresh frozen peas waiting in the freezer. If not, all is not lost because grocery stores stock them too. They also have plenty of dried black-eyed peas available. People the world over associate food with good fortune. Spaniards eat grapes at midnight on New Year's Eve, one at each chime of the clock, and sweet or sour predicts the coming year. Irish folk think cabbage eaten on New Year's Day ensures good luck. Austrians served marzipan pigs to show wealth and anticipate its increase, while some Germans consume carp for luck and may even place some of the fish's scales in wallets to attract money. And in the South, and now most places in the nation, Americans think a little old pea possesses the charm for wealth, health, and happiness. How come? The pea began its journey to our table in West Africa and migrated across the Atlantic in the holds of slavers as food for the potential laborers who helped build America, especially Southern America. Jessica Harris, author of a book titled High on the Hog, A Culinary Journey from Africa to America, says that peas showed up everywhere slaves landed. Some call them cow peas or field peas, which are legumes, because they were first planted on the borders of rice fields in Carolina as bovine fodder and to enrich soil. Then the peas became a cash crop for export to Caribbean islands as food for other bondsmen. Combining peas with rice produces a complete protein, including an abundance of amino acids. So one doesn't need to add pork, but most folks do so. For flavor, they will say. Some also add okra, or eggplant, or whatever they wish. Perhaps slaves consumed black eyes in the winter of a new year because, dried, they could be soaked and consumed, as well as saved for germination in the spring. We follow that pattern for the same reasons. The tradition is greens, beans, and pork. Greens to symbolize money, pork remembers hard times, and beans or peas seal the good luck. Well, maybe, maybe not. But in these hard times, are you willing to take a chance and skip the peas?
We here at Red River Radio are counting our black-eyed peas to have Archie McDonald's contributions, or as he says, his Friday follies, 52 weeks a year. You can find him right here every Friday morning at 7:35. He's also a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison for the university. Programming on Red River Radio is supported in part by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on Red River Radio. Thank you.